Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
It is Panthers Insider on a Saturday morning. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, high above the ice here at the BB&T Center as the Panthers welcome in the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Panthers coming off their first win of the season in the shootout over Washington. We have plenty of highlights to play back from last night's victory. We have a big show today. And Doug Plagans, who was well-rested after last night's victory, feels good about himself. Must have been a nice plane ride home, right, from Washington?
It was, and a big win last night in Washington. And the Panthers, of course, looking to carry that success over into a big game here tonight, a home game against the Detroit Red Wings. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off at the BB&T Center tonight. You don't want to miss that. You can catch the action across the radio network with the pregame show beginning at 6:30 if you can't make it to the BB&T Center tonight. But we'd love to see you down here at the BB&T Center this evening, so be sure to get your tickets, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Make sure you get your tickets for tonight's game. It's also a Legacy Saturday, big part of the 25th anniversary season for the Panthers. And we'll be celebrating Ed Jovanovski, former Panthers defenseman, tonight at the Legacy Saturday. So that's all part of tonight's game. Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings, an Atlantic Division matchup, first matchup of the season between the two teams. That's going to be tonight. And again, the Panthers will look to bring the success from last night in Washington into the game tonight. And what's more, after this one, the Panthers go on the road for five straight games. So you want to make sure you get down to the BB&T Center tonight, see this Panthers team in person, because they're going right back on the road for the better part of a couple weeks following this one. That road trip starts up 7 o'clock Tuesday at the New York Rangers, 7 o'clock Wednesday visiting the New York Islanders. Then a week from today, there's going to be a noon start, Panthers and the New Jersey Devils at Prudential Center in Newark. And then from there, the Panthers are going to go to Helsinki, Finland to take on the Winnipeg Jets in those two games, November 1st and 2nd. So after tonight's game against the Red Wings, the Panthers going on the road for a good chunk of time. So you want to make sure that you get to the BB&T Center tonight. Panthers, of course, want to make sure they make the most of this home game here this evening. And folks, you can grab your family, grab your friends, enjoy all the action the Panthers have to offer with the Salins Red Hot Value Pack starting at just $27. You will receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a hot dog, beverage, and popcorn to a game. Tickets may be purchased in increments from 2 to 8. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. So the Panthers, of course, in the middle of a busy weekend, Kevin, played in Washington last night, went the distance and then some, going into a shootout to close that one out with the 6-5 win, got the 2 points, and they'll look to, again, bring that into tonight's game, Panthers and Detroit here at the BB&T Center at 7.
And all five games for the Panthers this season decided by one goal. So they've been nail-biters, and they could have gone in any direction so far. Unfortunately, the first four didn't go the Panthers' way, but last night it did. We'll get to the highlights of that game coming up in just a few moments. First, though, we'll begin our week in review as we will rewind to last Saturday to start off with the Vancouver Canucks, who were in town. Roberto Luongo was honored before the game. The first Legacy Saturday goes to Luongo. You would have thought he would have suited up for that game against his old team. Unfortunately, he suffered the injury against Tampa Bay back in the opener, so he was in a suit. He wasn't in a uniform, but still was a nice ceremony before the game, and he was honored. So we go right to the game. No scoring in the first period, right to the second period, where Jonathan Huberdeau would finally break through and score his first goal of the season to give the Panthers the lead.
It's sent up the ice, bouncing to Ekblad. He takes it back to the Panthers on to Malkin. Now Trocheck into the offensive end, hands it back, a shot, and Huberdeau denied. Rebound, he scores! Jonathan Huberdeau has given the Panthers a 1-0 lead, following in his own shot. 7:29 to go in the second, and the Panthers are on the board.
So that goal by Huberdeau would give the Panthers the 1-0 lead. The fantastic I don't like using this term, but I will, youngster, because it makes me sound so old, Elias Pettersson, he scored his fifth on the power play a few minutes later, and that would even things up for the Canucks at one apiece. Vincent Trocheck, though, several minutes later in a very exciting second period, would give the Panthers back the lead at 2-1.
Dadanoff, Hoffman, right circle, back up high. Yandel, Hoffman, one-timer, save Nielsen. Loose here in the near circle, back to full strength are the Canucks. Yandel at the line, across Trocheck, one-timer, he scores! Vincent Trocheck has given the Panthers a 2-1 lead, and what a laser beam of a one-timer that was!
And unfortunately, Doug, on that goal, the Panthers were waiting for their first power play goal of the season, and it was about 2 seconds after the Canuck player came out of the penalty box. So it was a 5-on-5 goal, but close enough to a power play goal.
But it came from the momentum generated during that power play, but a little bit of a teaser as the segment goes on. Power play caught fire as the week went on.
It did. Unfortunately, the Panthers would fall short against the Canucks as Antoine Roussel with a penalty shot, and he would beat James Reimer and then Bo Horvat, the winner in the third. And Vancouver picked up a 3-2 win. Vancouver actually had a nice road trip. They beat the Penguins, they beat the Lightning on that road trip, and they beat the Panthers as well. So the Panthers fall to the Canucks 3-2. That's all right. Hit the road. Philly and Washington, not exactly opponents that you're looking forward to seeing. And on Tuesday night, the Panthers did strike first as Frank Vetrano had a huge night on Tuesday, and this is the first of his two goals.
And Vetrano will catch up to it on a bounce over on the far side. Vetrano into that far circle, a shot, and he scores! And the Panthers are on the board in period number one. 2:02 to go in the frame, and a shot from Vetrano on the left circle. A low one fooled Elliott, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
You know what's funny, Doug, is that with all the names on this team, Huberto, Barkov, Ekblad, you know, you go all the way through. I feel like Frank Vetrano is a guy, he's a nice player that the Panthers picked up. They got him for a draft pick. It really, you know, it was like a no-big-deal pickup. And, you know, since he's been here, I feel like he's been a good contributor.
Love, you remember when they acquired him, he was missing some time due to an injury, and then he made his way into the lineup late last season, really had some nice games down the stretch. And just going back a couple of years, this is a guy who, in one season in the American Hockey League, was a goal-a-game guy for about a half a season, 36 goals in 36 games in the American Hockey League. So he has a nose for the net, plays with a lot of grit and strength out there, and he was rewarded for going hard to the net there a couple of times in that Philadelphia game.
So the Panthers took the 1-0 lead headed to the first intermission. Everything's all right. However, the Flyers would strike for three consecutive goals to take a 3-1 lead in the second, but the Panthers would not go away as on a funny bounce, Vetrano was there and for a second goal of the night.
Takes a hit from Malgin behind the net. Good forecheck here. Nearly forces Philadelphia to turn it over as Gudas had a little adventure with it there. He'll play it up the far side. Flyers able to clear. Pesek, backhand up the near wall. Jared McCann, he'll turn it down to our left. The bounce out in front, and they score! Frank Vetrano crashing the net. He's got two tonight. The Panthers are back to within one.
That's kind of a funky bounce that went off the boards and went off the side of the net. Vetrano was just there and is able to put it in.
That's why you go hard to the net, and it was a good heads-up play by Jared McCann. Didn't try to do anything fancy when the puck wound up on a stick in the neutral zone. Just threw it down there, and again, it took a bounce off the end boards that fooled the Philadelphia goaltender Brian Elliott, and Frank Vetrano was the first one on the scene.
So that would get the Panthers within one. However, Wayne Simmonds would score his second goal of the night for Philadelphia. Also, Claude Giroux, his second, a very eventful second period. So Philadelphia 5-2. It's over. It's done. Not so fast, though, as Alexander Barkov on the power play. We finally got one. The Panthers would sneak back within two.
This forward power play, a clean face-off win, Trocheck to the right point, Yandel. So a big situation here for the Panthers. Hoffman into the near circle. Hoffman in front, tip, they score! Barkov, stick on the ice, he knocks it top shelf, and the Panthers have a power play goal, and they've cut the Flyers' lead to two.
It kind of seems like after a while you're never going to score a power play goal, but they finally broke through and got one with Barkov.
They were able to get one there, and it was just a matter of getting the puck down toward the net and getting that bounce. So that was what the Panthers needed. It was late in the second period, and that power play goal came at a very good time for the Panthers. It sparked the comeback.
So the Panthers now within two, headed to the third period and got a little bit of momentum, and then Evgeny Dadanoff would get the Panthers within one.
Down to our left, Mackenzie Weger there for the Panthers. He'll take it behind the Panthers' net. Bank pass out of the zone. Brower, short pass then to Kieslevich, and he comes off to the far circle. In they come. Dadonov, a shot, he scores, and the Panthers are back to within a goal. Evgeny Dadonov quickly into the offensive end. He goes upstairs, and it's now a 5-4 hockey game.
So all of a sudden now, Doug, the Panthers back within 1 and 3 minutes later. A bunch of turns here, guy in the breakaway, Mr. Barkov to tie it up.
He was tied up nicely by Bjugstad, and the Panthers bring it back along. Barkov off to the races, and he goes, a chance to tie it. Barkov to the backhand, he scores! Alexander Barkov has tied this game at 5 here in Philadelphia.
He's just so magical on the breakaway. You know, I mean, I know we see him in shootouts too, but to get him in open ice, it's just amazing what he does with the puck.
He just broke away from everybody, and again, he's one of those guys. And game speed breakaway is very different from a shootout. In a shootout, it's, you know, it's controlled. It's
right.
The shooter and the goalie. At game speed on a breakaway, you could be coming from a different angle, coming from the side, trying to break away from a defender. But he still just has this ability to, you know, it's an all-world ability to really just do what he wants. And that time he did exactly what he wanted. That was put the puck in the back of the net. And Alexander Barkov, again, he was huge in that comeback for the Panthers on Tuesday night in Philadelphia.
So for the second time on the road, the Panthers go to overtime, get a point, nothing in overtime, so we go to the shootout for the second time. And unfortunately, the Panthers would fall. No, Jakub Voracek would score first, Trocheck would miss, Giroux miss, Barkov would end up getting a goal in the shootout. But then in the end, it was Jordan Wheel who would score for the Flyers, and Vetrano was stuffed, and the Panthers fall 6-5, a game that Philadelphia scored their 5 goals in the second period. So the Panthers had a bad second, but first and third, Flyers didn't score. So it was nice. I hate the moral victory thing, but in a sense, coming out 5-2, still getting a point is huge.
On the road, tough place to play against a talented Philadelphia team. You know, go in there on the road and get a point. That's not a bad way to start off the road trip, and the Panthers will take the point there, and they were able to take that point, move on to Washington after a couple of days off for the game last night.
So they get the Stanley Cup champion Capitals last night in D.C., and the Panthers started with a bang in the first period. No scoring halfway through, but Vincent Trocheck, we got the Panthers on the board.
Grab control. Mulgan to Trocheck. Petrovic into the offensive end. Huberto top left. Circle a shot. Save. Holtby, it's loose at the doorstep, and they score! Dennis Mulgan in close. Looked like he got a piece of it. The Panthers have a 1-0 lead with 9:11 to go here in the first here in Washington.
And Vincent Trocheck was actually credited with that goal, his second, and we're going to hear more goals from the first period. But a lot of these goals were coming right in, it seemed like, in the crease, like right on the doorstep.
During that first period last night, the Panthers forwards especially seemed like, with the forecheck and the way they were working the puck around, they really had the Washington Capitals kind of running around in their own end. And Washington was really having a difficult time defending against the Panthers in that first period. And you can credit the Panthers for that. Again, not just the forwards. I mean, the defense, the Panthers were working the puck around in the offensive end so well, getting pucks to the net and making life very difficult for Braden Holtby. And that's why Braden Holtby didn't last past the first period last night.
No, Holtby was pulled, but he still had a lot more goals that he gave up that we'll get to. John Carlson actually tied up for the Capitals at 1 at the 15:26 mark, so the Capitals still in it, 1-1 game. But then over the next few minutes, the Panthers would bust it open. Evgeny Dadonov on the power play would give the Panthers back the lead.
Yandel, right side, Trocheck down low, Barkov in front, top shot, they score! Evgeny Dadonov, a power play goal, and the Panthers have regained the lead here in Washington. What puck movement there, and then Dadonov goes top shelf to finish it off.
So Dadonov with his third on the season, coming on the power play, and the Panthers up 2-1. And then a name we haven't really heard from this season from a scoring standpoint, Colton Sevier. Less than a minute later, he would give the Panthers a 2-goal advantage.
And taking his place, Brett Connolly. The takeaway, puck put out in front, Colton Sevier, and he scores! He jams away at it and knocks it home, and the Panthers have a 3-1 lead here in Washington.
And we've seen with Sevier in the past, he's able to bust out, and he had a hat trick a few years ago in Detroit, I believe, and he's able to bust out. It was good to see him finally get his first goal of the season.
And he was kind of reunited on that line with Vincent Trocheck, spent a little bit of time with them last year, and Colton Sevier has this ability to really, and it's a real luxury for the coaching staff, to kind of slide up and down the lineup, and with his skill set being so unique, he can fit in across the board wherever the Panthers need a guy. And Bob Bugner put him in there with Vincent Trocheck and Jonathan Huberdeau last night, and paid off right there with Colton Sevier's first goal of the season.
And both Trocheck and Huberdeau assisted on that goal, so 3-1 Panthers. And then just for good measure, late in the first, it was Jared McCann who would get in on the scoring barrage and give the Panthers a 4-1 lead.
The Panthers put out to the line, it bounces, and it's loose in front, they score! Jared McCann taps it home, and the Panthers have a 4-1 lead. That one was put toward the net by Yandle. A pinball around down there. McCann has the last laugh, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 1:08 left here in the first.
So a 4-1 lead. Braden Holtby's night is done in the Washington net. He is pulled, and the Panthers in control, but it's still the Stanley Cup champion Capitals. Can't forget about that. Capitals will score 3 in a row in the second to tie things up at 4. And heading to the locker room, it seemed like Washington had the momentum. But Jonathan Huberdeau, though, again, on the power play, was able to give the Panthers the lead, headed to the second intermission.
Left point, hopping center point, down low, Dadonov in the right circle. Dadonov looks for a lane, slides it in front, backhand, they score! Jonathan Huberdeau on the doorstep, a power play goal! That comes during the 5-on-3, and the Panthers regain the lead. It's 5-4 with 50.2 seconds to go here in the second.
I mean, you just talk about huge goals, Doug, and this Panther team, after allowing the 3 straight goals, like, here we go. Could be another loss, but Huberdeau's goal at least saves some face for a bit.
Well, and let's go back a few minutes before that. Michael Hutchinson came into the game in net for the Panthers, and then of course, and Washington had tied it up, and the Capital One Arena was kind of back on its feet. The energy was back in there after the Panthers really took that away in the first period. And the Panthers went on to a 5-on-3. It was a 1:15 5-on-3. The Panthers used their timeout at that point because that was a huge situation in the hockey game. Washington comes roaring back. They tie it. The Panthers wind up with a long 5-on-3 power play. And that's one of those situations where in any game, when you have a 5-on-3 that's 1:15 long, you kind of look at that as a must-score situation because you don't know when you're going to get another opportunity like that. But considering the circumstances as well, Washington had come back and tied the game up. That was a point in the game where the Panthers had to capitalize. They used the timeout, and they did capitalize.
And the Panthers up 5-4 headed to the third period, and it looked like they were going to close things out, but late Washington would even things up. Nicholas Backstrom on the power play with 1.5 to go, and that would tie the game at 5. So for the third time on the road, the Panthers head to overtime this season. Nothing score. So we go to the shootout for the third time on the road. And the shootout master, at least for America, TJ Oshie, what he did a few years ago with Team USA, he went first for the Capitals, and he was able to give the Caps the 1-0 lead, and then Alexander Barkov goes down. He ties it up like he normally does, so 1-1. Kuznetsov scores for Washington, so 2-1. Bukestad missed, so say, okay, here we go now. Alex Ovechkin is up, and Ovechkin was stuffed there by Hutchinson. So Panthers still hanging around. Trocheck would tie things up. Backstrom would miss, and it would set it up for Jonathan Huberdeau to win it for the Panthers.
Huberdeau on his way to center ice, and he's got it. Huberdeau heads in through the far circle, delays. Low shot, he scores! And Jonathan Huberdeau, the shootout winner! And the Panthers get the win on the road in a shootout tonight over Washington.
So the 6-5 win, Panthers finally get the 2 points. They finally get a victory, a game that I don't think a lot of people thought, but when the night started, that you would have in net Michael Hutchinson and Phoenix Copley end things, but it happened, and the Panthers finally got one, Doug.
And again, you got to hand it to Michael Hutchinson. Got his first win as a Panther, and came in, made some huge saves down the stretch, and to come in off the bench I mean, in a way, you got to hand it to both goaltenders, because to come in off the bench in a game that wild with all the scoring chances that we saw throughout and, you know, the back-and-forth nature of it, that can't be easy for a goaltender coming off the bench and getting into that. But both of them came in and played really well, and Michael Hutchinson was fantastic again down the stretch there late for the Panthers, and congratulations to him on his first win as a Panther. And that was just a heck of a hockey game last night. It had a little bit of everything in it, and the Panthers were the team that wound up getting the 2 points, a 6-5 shootout win for the Panthers a night ago. And now some reaction sound from last night, this all immediately following last night's Panthers win by a 6-5 score in a shootout over the Washington Capitals on the road. Here's Panthers head coach Bob Bugner first on getting the win after the Caps came back in that one.
When we talked about the Philly game, it's almost a replica of the second period in Philly. And how are we going to handle the third now? What are we going to do? To show some maturity in our game, and take the next step as a hockey club. And there were some good things in the third period. That snowball effect again. We got rolling and shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. But we found a way to win tonight. We talked about winning the first game and how good it's going to feel. Get the monkey off our back a little bit, and now I think we can move ahead. It would have been tough losing that game tonight, even if we had just one point.
Panthers head coach Bob Bugner immediately following last night's win in Washington. Here he is again, this time on the play of goaltender Michael Hutchinson, who came in late in the second period, and on contributions from really the whole lineup across the board.
He came in and responded, and our guys are obviously happy for him getting a win here, his first win as a Panther. And there was a lot of contributions tonight. I love Troche's line. It was a coming out, I think, for that line a little bit. Steve played well up there, and McCann's line was good, and obviously Barkey's line. So it was good to see that we had contributions throughout the lineup.
Bob Bugner, Panthers head coach, with some reaction from last night's 6-5 shootout win in Washington. Now, here's the man who had the last goal in regulation for the Panthers and had the shootout winner. Here's Jonathan Huberdeau on that win last night in Washington.
We needed it really bad. So I was scared at some point in the third. They were coming hard, but I think we stuck to the game plan. And I think, we're up 4-1 for sure in the game, but we got to take the positive out of it. Big win in the shootout. And I think now we got to go back tomorrow and get another win too. Yeah, I think relief. It's a tough game out there tonight again. Like I said, we had a big lead, and then we blew it. So I think we just that's a huge 2 points for us, the first one of the year, and now we just got to keep going on a streak.
Jonathan Huberdeau of the Panthers again had the shootout winner last night. Also scored that big power play goal in the 5-on-3 that gave the Panthers a 5-4 lead late in period number two last night in Washington. Here's another guy who scored last night, Colton Sevier, talking about the importance of the victory.
I think everyone here is a part excited, part relieved. I think there was often when we had the game under control, we kind of let them come back in. They're a good team, and they're going to do that. But I think finding a way to get 2 points was huge. I think we just talked about how good of a team we are. We know that when we play our game and play a full 60 minutes, we can play with anyone in this league. A lot of guys were here, and we showed it last year. And I think now we just need to get back into that rhythm, play with that confidence that we can. And I think we came out, started that way, and we just need to play that way for 60 minutes.
Colton Sevier on that victory a night ago, and here's Vincent Trocheck also on getting the win last night.
We got the great start that we wanted to. We've been talking about that all year. It's just we couldn't sustain it, which is what we've been talking about also. Is playing with a lead is one of the things that we really need to work on, and they made a strong push in the second, and we kind of sat back on our heels and let them back in the game, but showed a lot of character. We were able to stay with it and get that win.
So a big win last night, 6-5 in a shootout over the Washington Capitals. That wrapped up the two-game road trip for the Panthers. A one-game homestand, if you will, tonight. Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings, 7 o'clock here at the BB&T Center, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets for tonight's game. Panthers go on the road for 5 straight after tonight, so you want to make sure you get out to the BB&T Center tonight to catch this Panthers team in person. If you can't make it tonight, of course, we'll have it all across the radio network, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. And calling all college students, text STUDENT to 64600 to opt into the Panthers Student Rush program. Each ticket is $20 and includes parking as well as access to the exclusive rooftop rush space featuring local DJs, bar games, art murals, and a bar. Select beers will be $5. Must have a valid .edu email address to purchase. Kevin Rogers, you used to have a .edu email address. I know I did.
I had a lot of those, and your old cards and everything, but those I can't really use for the movie theater anymore. I don't want to try to fool anybody with trying to get in cheap. So that's coming up. We have Panthers Red Wings tonight. We'll hear from Alexander Barkov straight ahead. Also, Jameson Olive, our buddy from FloridaPanthers.com, his thoughts on last night's victory over the Washington Capitals. All of that is straight ahead. You are listening to the Florida Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues as the Panthers get set for the Detroit Red Wings coming in tonight. The Red Wings have not won a game yet this season in rebuilding mode. Panthers coming off a win over the Capitals last night, so the Panthers looking for two straight wins before hitting the road next week. And in just a moment, Doug, we'll hear from Alexander Barkov.
We will. A cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. And if you haven't checked out the Territory Talk podcast that Jameson Olive and I do every week, there's a new one every Wednesday. You can find it at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, on Spotify now. So lots of different ways you can find the Territory Talk podcast. And again, great stuff every week. And big thanks to everybody who's been tuning in since day one. If you haven't checked it out yet, go and check it out. Big thanks to everybody who's checked out Territory Talk at some point in time. Just to give you a little heads up on the schedule coming up here, of course, the Panthers play the Detroit Red Wings tonight at the BB&T Center, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com to get your tickets. Don't miss that one tonight. After this one, the Panthers on the road for five straight games, beginning Tuesday at the New York Rangers, 7 o'clock. Wednesday at the New York Islanders, 7 o'clock face-off. A week from today, the Panthers visit the New Jersey Devils. That's going to be a noon start, so make sure that you note the noon start on the road a week from today. Then after that, the Panthers go to take on the Winnipeg Jets in part of the NHL's Global Series in Helsinki, Finland on November 1st and 2nd. So be sure to check your local listings for that. We will have broadcasts across the radio network for those games being played in Finland. That's the upcoming schedule. Panthers home against the Red Wings tonight. Don't miss it here at the BB&T Center, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. And when we talked to Alexander Barkov, the focus of the conversation was about the games in Finland coming up. And the first thing I asked Alexander Barkov was what it means to play an NHL game in Finland when he gets the chance to do that coming up here in less than a couple of weeks.
I'm very excited, and like it's probably I never even dream about to play NHL game in Finland. Of course, I saw my first NHL team I saw live was Florida Panthers in Tampere. They played against my hometown team, and it was like 2009, and I was at the game. And back then, I didn't even realize or even like dream about playing an NHL game in Finland. And when I first heard about that, this game coming up game, and it was pretty awesome feeling.
Do you remember any specifics from that game? Any names? Who won? Who lost? Or is it kind of a blur now?
No, of course I remember a couple players. I know Clemensen probably. I think he was in the net, and Vakun was second goalie. Kulikov was playing, Weiser, and a couple other guys. And I just remember that Tappara won in shootouts.
So just looking ahead, I mean, look, what does this mean for you? Like you said, you never imagined it could happen, but now that we are so close to it happening, just seeing the buildup around it, seeing the league get excited for it, just, what does this mean for you, just personally, now that we are so close?
Yeah, it's, of course, it's like once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play in front of home country fans and people and friends and family, and like just to get them to see me playing live in an NHL game, it's really nice thing. Like they don't really come over here to watch games, so it's gonna be fun for them, fun for me, and like fun for everybody. So it's like I said, it's once in a lifetime opportunity.
And I know your teammates are already really excited about it. Have they talked to you about it yet? Have they asked you any questions like hey, where should we go here, what's for dinner here, anything like that?
Yeah, of course, like what you can do in Helsinki. And I know more about my hometown, but like Helsinki is a nice city, and there's couple things you can do. There's a, like, you can go on a boat, like, on the sea, and sauna, and really nice restaurants too. So we'll figure out something. We have a couple days off, so we'll
are you in charge of showing some guys around?
I'll be in charge for one day, and that's it.
Well, I know I'm excited just to see the reaction of the fans over there. I know the game sold out, and like each one sold out in like less than 10 minutes, something like that. I mean, just how big of an event is something like this? I know, like I said, I just can't wait to see how the fans react.
Yeah, just like you said, it sold out so quick, and everybody wants to see NHL players. And of course, when there's like a couple Finns playing there, and Laine especially, and those two teams that Finnish people follow a lot in Finland, and like it's gonna be awesome for them, and I hope they're gonna cheer for both teams.
Is there anything you could kind of compare it to, just how big hockey is in Finland? I know we're gonna be going there for the first time. A lot of people listening may not have been to Finland, but again, it's not the biggest country, but it produces so many great players, and hockey is such a big deal in Finland.
Yeah, it feels like growing up, everybody knows how to skate and how to play hockey, and everybody knows something about hockey, like players and hometown team, like roster and who's good, who's not good, and stuff like that. So, like growing up there, you pretty much grow up like playing hockey and seeing hockey, and of course, like to see NHL players live in Finland, it's gonna be really, really nice for them.
I know you already mentioned Patrick Laine, a friend of yours. What does it mean to be playing against him in this game, to kind of share this moment with him?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's a really, really good friend of mine, and we're from the same town. And, of course, it would have been nice to play in Tampere, but it's close enough. So just to play in hometown, home city, and, I mean, home country, and against him, it's going to be, like, awesome. And we're going to remember that for whole life.
And like I said, you're not in Tampere, but I'm sure a lot of Tampere is coming to Helsinki for that game. How many people do you expect? Friends, family, everyone?
I mean, I'm getting so many ticket requests, and like I don't know what to do. Probably gonna ask some teammates to help me with the tickets. And I know that game's sold out, so it's gonna be tough to get tickets. But I'll try my best.
I mean, I know you don't boast too much, but when you go to Finland, do you see Alexander Barkov things? I know I've seen you in Finnish magazines on Twitter and stuff like that. Just, are you kind of more public over there in terms of your image, do you think?
I don't know. Like, I don't see myself in the windows or anywhere. But when I go outside, like, of course, there's a couple guys can recognize me, and like because hockey is such a big thing there. And like I know Laine gets recognized every time he goes anywhere, and
he had that beard for a while. It's kind of hard for him to hide. Yeah,
yeah, I know. But even without the beard, he gets recognized, and that's how crazy hockey country Finland is. And they love when like national teams have success, or like hometown teams have success, and of course when Finnish people in the NHL they have success, they're really, really happy.
Alexander Barkov right there, part of the most recent Territory Talk podcast. And again, you can expect new episodes of Territory Talk each and every Wednesday. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, where to go. And folks, we mentioned that the Panthers are at home tonight against the Detroit Red Wings, 7 o'clock face-off, and then after tonight on the road for 5 straight, a road trip that includes those matchups in Finland. And again, really looking forward to the trip to Finland and to seeing the reception that Alexander Barkov and Patrick Laine get over in their home country of Finland. Going to be a really cool event, and really cool to see it all unfold. And of course, that road trip gets going on Tuesday when the Panthers visit the Rangers. Be a part of Territory on Tap and watch your Cats from a local bar or restaurant. Join us Tuesday. That's Tuesday, October 23rd, when the Panthers begin that road trip against the Rangers at 7 at Bo Campers in Plantation for our first official watch party of the year. More information at FloridaPanthers.com. Territory on Tap. Make sure you check out that series going on over the course of the campaign. And to talk about tonight's game and more, Kevin, we've got a man that you also just heard from, Jameson Olive, joining us next.
Yes, the star of After 40 every game, the second intermission, which either I or Alex Dono speak to Jameson Olive, get his thoughts in the first 40 minutes, and we'll actually get his thoughts on the most recent road trip. And the Panthers moving forward now to take on the Red Wings tonight, looking for their first home win of the season. That is straight ahead. You are listening to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you here at the BB&T Center. Panthers and the Red Wings tonight as the Panthers looking to capitalize off last night's win over the Capitals. So the Panthers and the Red Wings tonight, Atlantic Division battle, as we'll bring on Jameson Olive in just a second.
The Panthers and the Red Wings tonight again. One home game before five straight on the road coming up after this one, so you don't want to miss it. 7 o'clock tonight. If you can't make it, we've got you covered across the radio network at 6:30. You can always watch the games on Fox Sports Florida as well. Folks, join the Panthers as they celebrate 25th anniversary season with exciting promotions like Flashback Fridays, Legacy Saturdays like tonight, celebrating Ed Jovanovsky tonight, as well as $5 Beer Thursdays backed by popular demand. For more information, FloridaPanthers.com is where to go, or call 954-835-PUCK.
Well, it's after 40. We always bring Jameson Olive on. It's in his contract. He cannot show up on any Florida Panther broadcast before 40 minutes in.
Well, we are past the 40-minute mark of the show.
So we can welcome Jameson on now. Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, joining us. Good morning, Jameson.
Good morning. Happy to fill in for a loophole there. Get in after 40.
Did you win the Mega Millions?
I did not. I didn't even get one number. So, I mean, the Panthers got a win. I didn't win. I think I used up all my good luck on the Panthers and not myself. I was very unselfish.
It was a very big win last night, and I know the power play that you've been keeping an eye on throughout this whole season. It finally broke through in Philadelphia, and last night we saw some power play opportunities, and the Panthers able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, the Panthers for the first three games, you know, 0 for 13 on the power play. Now they had power play goals in back-to-back games. Trocheck, after the game last night, said, you know, there were a couple changes. There was a little bit, you know, figuring things out. He said, but they've got it down now. And I think you see that. I mean, the Panthers, like you said a couple days ago, they were too fancy. They weren't putting the puck on net. There was too much passing. Now they're just putting the puck on net. The passes are crisp. They're connecting. You saw that of Genny Dadonov goal, the first one. That was beautiful tic-tac-toe passing to set him up. With Barkov with the final pass from just behind the net to Dads for the goal. So for the Panthers, they definitely simplified things in the power play. They figured it out. Are they going to score every time on the power play? No, that's not how it works, but they're at least should get back to, you know, where they should be, which is, you know, around 20, or a little bit over 20%.
And Jameson, just looking at that game last night, I mean, just in your mind, I mean, it seems like a game that could really be a springboard for this team when you go in on the road and pick up 2 points. Doesn't matter how you get those 2 points, but to go in and get 2 points on the road from the defending Stanley Cup champions.
I mean, you saw on the ice, the guys looked like they just won the Stanley Cup. I mean, there was a big group hug. I mean, Troch was kissing Huberto after the game-winning goal. I mean, you saw the relief. After the game, you saw Bob Boudner say, you know, hey, now we can move forward. The monkey's off our back. So, I mean, it's huge. I mean, because this had been building up. This team came into the season saying, hey, we're going to have a hot start. We're not going to let what happened last season happen this season. And they lose their first four games all by one goal, all really close. A lot of tough losses that really boiled down to just a few mistakes here or there. So for them to finally get that first win against the Capitals, even though the Capitals did come back to stave off the Capitals, to get 2 points instead of one for the first time this season, I think it's huge. And for the Panthers now, I think it's, like they said, they can just settle in, start playing hockey. The schedule, other than the trip to Finland, gets pretty normal from here on out. They can finally get into that groove, get into that rhythm. And with Michael Hutchinson, it looks like they might have found a stable goaltender here for until Roberto Luongo gets back.
And Jameson, you look at games like on this road trip, and I think anybody would tell you that you don't want to get into 6-5 games every single night. But early in the season, is it can it be a positive characteristic for this Panthers team to be able to go on the road against a couple of tough teams and a couple of tough environments, and especially a game like last night in Washington, and to be able to come out of a game like that with the 2 points and be able to get those big goals when you need them?
I mean, scoring's up around the league. I mean, some people are saying it's because of the goaltender equipment changes. Some people are saying players are just better. But, yeah, scoring in general is up around the league. But for the Panthers to know that, I mean, you saw the other game. They came back from 3 goals down in the third period. You saw the Capitals come back from 3 goals down in the first period the other day to come back and tie it. So, I mean, at this point, it's kind of fun because, I mean, a team could be down by that many goals, and they're not really out of it. I don't think anyone's out of it this season. Teams can score in bunches. So the Panthers to kind of show that they can do that. And obviously, when you look at the lineup, when you look at Barkov, Trocheck, Huberto, all those guys, they clearly have the players that can do that. So for the Panthers, I think it's a positive, but at the same time, they also need to know, hey, another team can do this to us. We've got to be better than that. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but still, like you said, a positive for the Panthers knowing they can put up the kind of numbers.
Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com joining us. And, Jameson, not to count W's, but when you look at the next three games, Red Wings haven't won yet. Rangers been up and down. Islanders rebuilding with Barry Trotz. That this is now a crucial stretch, that getting the win last night against Washington, that maybe you get some momentum here, and then you get New Jersey next week, who so far has played very well. But maybe over this next few game stretch, that this is a time to kind of build a winning streak.
You got to think that that's kind of what they're thinking in the locker room, even though they probably don't want to think that. I think they're all just kind of thinking, you know, towards the next game. I mean, the Red Wings are in the same position the Panthers were in last night. They're a really desperate team. Obviously, the Panthers, a much more talented team than the Red Wings, and much more, you know, higher expectations than the Red Wings. But the Red Wings are still a young team with a couple guys that can light the lamp, that are, you know, still really want that first win. So the Panthers, it's not going to be a cakewalk tonight. There's no cakewalks in the NHL. But like you said, there's three games coming up: Rangers, Islanders, Red Wings, and all three games that you can put into maybe the should-win category, but you can never count them already in your pocket. So for the Panthers, this is definitely the time to make their move. All those games early on the season, those are all tough games. I mean, Tampa, Columbus, Washington, Philadelphia, those are all, you know, teams that are going to be fighting for playoff spots this year. So that was a really tough part of the schedule. Now they're going to get into a little bit easier part of the schedule. Like I said, no easy wins, but a little bit easier. So the Panthers, like you said, this is the time to make their move, but they can't look too far ahead. They can't overlook these teams. They can't already be looking towards the Jets and Finland.
And Jameson, last thing for me, we're coming up on the end of the show here, but I guess to kind of tease our pregame tonight as we go into this big one, Panthers and the Red Wings, a one-game homestand, if you will, before the Panthers go on the road for five straight. The biggest thing that you want to see brought in from last night, the biggest focus. I know the Panthers, of course, coming off a quick turnaround, having gone through a game last night that required a lot. They went the distance against Washington. What's the biggest key tonight against Detroit?
No, for the Panthers, I think it's got to be Michael Hutchinson, just because he was already kind of slated to start today. Bob said the other day that he's going to get the start regardless. But to come in last night and make 10 of 11 saves and then, you know, stop Ovechkin and Backstrom in the shootout to help the Panthers win, I think that's really the goaltending performance the Panthers have been looking for since Roberto Luongo went out with an injury. Obviously, Reimer's had some bad luck. He's had some struggles. But for Hutchinson to come in and kind of, you know, shut the door and be that guy. And you saw in the third period, he made some really big stellar saves. And it seems like the Panthers haven't had those big saves and the big moments yet. So I think really just now having that kind of play in the back end, I think that's really giving the Panthers some confidence. And they can get a guy like Hutchinson who can, you know, string together not spectacular play, but just reliable play for a couple of games until Lou gets back. Because now we should be, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, two weeks away-ish away from Roberto Long coming back. So if they get a guy like Hutchinson that can just kind of hold down the fort right now and just get them to Roberto Long coming back, I think they're going to be a really good spot. Because, I mean, you hate to say what if, but you got to think of losing that for the past couple of days. The Panthers have a lot more wins than one right now.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Check out his work there. Panthers Red Wings tonight. Jameson, we will talk to you later for After 40 once we're officially 40 minutes into the game.
All right, I'll see you guys tonight, and hopefully Doug Plagans gets some sleep, because I know he probably got home late last night.
Well, Doug Plagans is someone who, doesn't matter how late the game goes, he still put together the show today, and he will sneak in a nap sometime today.
There'll be a little nap this afternoon.
Thank you, Jameson.
Yes, thanks.
Okay. And, hey, you've been doing this 4 years. This is your life now. So you'll figure it out. You're going to Finland next week, so I guess you'll be all right from a flight from D.C. to Florida.
So it was almost hard to fall asleep, so energized from that game last night. And of course, the Panthers will look to bring that energy into tonight's game. Panthers and the Red Wings, 7 o'clock across the radio network, pregame at 6:30. And you and I will be there, Kevin.
Yes, we will be here at the BB&T Center along with Billy Lindsay as the Panthers face the Detroit Red Wings. And the Panthers then will hit the road after that. So, once again, our thanks to Jameson Olive for joining us. Also heard from Alexander Barkov as well. Panthers go for their second straight win tonight against the Wings. We'll see if they can take care of business. You've been listening to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.